A single photograph changed everything. When images of Alan Kurdi, a 3-year-old Syrian boy whose body washed ashore on a Turkish beach, circulated globally in 2015, public opinion on the refugee crisis shifted overnight. Donations to refugee organizations surged 100-fold within days. What happened? Millions of people suddenly felt something they hadn't before. This is empathy's power and its mystery. Why do some moments pierce our hearts while others leave us unmoved? The answer lies in understanding empathy not as a simple feeling, but as a complex social force that shapes everything from our closest relationships to our political systems. In a world fracturing along every imaginable line, race, class, politics, religion, empathy isn't just a nice idea. It's our most urgent collective task. Yet despite its importance, empathy remains profoundly misunderstood, operating on multiple levels that most people never recognize, influenced by forces from our evolutionary past to our digital present. Empathy operates on multiple levels. When you wince watching someone stub their toe, that's affective response, your brain's immediate, unconscious reaction. When you feel queasy hearing about someone's food poisoning, that's affective mentalizing, your imagination triggering physical sensations. True empathy requires maintaining boundaries while connecting and regulating emotions so you remain helpful rather than overwhelmed. Modern neuroscience reveals the neural machinery behind these processes. Specific brain regions, particularly the anterior cingulate cortex and anterior insula, activate when we observe others in distress. Italian researchers discovered mirror neurons in the 1990s, the same brain patterns fired whether monkeys performed an action or watched others do it. Social empathy adds contextual understanding and macro perspective taking. Consider Hurricane Katrina. Basic empathy feels bad for displaced families. Social empathy understands how decades of levee neglect disproportionately affected poor, predominantly Black communities with histories of discrimination and limited evacuation resources. This deeper understanding transforms disaster response and policy thinking. After welfare reform, coverage dropped from 82% to 28% of eligible families while poverty remained unchanged. Rhetoric shifted toward avoiding free stuff for takers, lacking empathy by ignoring poverty's full context. Empathy isn't just about being nice, it's wired into our survival. Our evolutionary history shows empathy building on fundamental skills like detecting fear and recognizing offspring's needs. Complete empathy represents something more advanced, an ability that propels us beyond mere survival toward genuine flourishing. Research consistently shows people skilled in empathy navigate social situations more successfully, build deeper relationships, and experience greater overall well-being. This connection begins at birth. Attachment theory explains how secure emotional bonds in infancy provide children a safe base for exploring the world. The devastating Romanian orphanage studies demonstrated what happens without this foundation. Children received physical care, but no emotional attachment, resulting in smaller brains, cognitive delays, and impaired relationship abilities. Here's what seems counterintuitive. Empathy benefits givers as much as receivers. Even toddlers show more happiness sharing treats than receiving them. Neuroimaging reveals acts of kindness activate the same reward centers triggered by personal pleasure. Yet, despite economic growth, American happiness has declined due to decreasing social support. The World Happiness Report confirms wealth without connection leaves us empty. Throughout human history, empathy has steadily expanded alongside decreasing violence as we shifted from isolated tribal living to diverse cosmopolitan communities. When fear activates, adrenaline floods your body and breathing deepens, answering one unconscious question: how do I protect myself? This primitive response blocks empathy completely. The problem? Our bodies don't distinguish between physical and emotional threats. Even verbal attacks trigger survival mechanisms, shutting down connection precisely when we need it most. This survival wiring creates in-group and out-group divisions. Our brains process similar people as unique individuals, but different people as an undifferentiated collective. Neural imaging confirms we experience in-group pain firsthand, but out-group pain secondhand. Race remains America's most visible manifestation. Two-thirds of Black Americans say being Black makes life much harder, while only one-quarter of white Americans agree. Brain studies show participants viewing hands being pricked displayed strongest empathetic responses to their own race. The crucial insight? Racial bias appears culturally transmitted rather than innate. Unlike age and gender recognition encoded for survival, race serves as a proxy for the fundamental friend or foe assessment our ancestors needed. Social stigma creates similar barriers. Brain imaging shows reduced empathetic sharing towards stigmatized groups, like the homeless or people with addictions. Participants showed greater sensitivity to pain for those who contracted AIDS through blood transfusions versus drug use, an empathy gap that influenced 1980s public policy with devastating consequences. Power and empathy exist in constant tension. Neurologically, the powerful show brain activation in approach and goal achievement regions, while the powerless merely react. Power creates a disinhibiting effect. Powerful people feel freer to satisfy desires, leading to higher rates of unethical behavior like cheating and lying. Political identity amplifies these dynamics. Liberals process complex social cues and context. Conservatives focus on individuals and maintaining patterns. These differences appear in preschoolers and predict later political orientation, with genetics influencing attitudes more than environment. Despite reducing empathy, power brings genuine benefits: decreased procrastination, better focus, increased persistence, and stronger goal-directed behavior. Barack Obama called empathy at the heart of my moral code. Francis Perkins witnessed the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire and used that empathetic experience to champion labor reforms, including the Social Security Act of 1935. Chronic stress rewires brains in ways that fundamentally compromise empathy. The limbic system triggers epinephrine for immediate fight or flight and cortisol to sustain responses. This works for immediate threats, but becomes destructive when stress persists, potentially damaging the prefrontal cortex crucial for empathy. Poverty creates persistent stress with significant consequences. Children from lower-income backgrounds have less brain matter thickness in key regions, correlating with lower achievement. However, parental education may matter more than income, suggesting stimulating environments can partially override poverty's neural effects. Intriguingly, lower-class individuals demonstrate greater social attentiveness and higher empathic accuracy, possibly because they depend more on social connections for survival. Every major faith tradition incorporates empathy as a core virtue. Buddhism's compassion, Christianity's golden rule, Islam's charitable giving. Yet history reveals countless atrocities committed in religion's name. Religion becomes dangerous when shifting from inclusive to rigid, claiming absolute truth and declaring holy war. Fundamentalism's categorical inability to acknowledge alternative worldviews creates a toxic us versus them mentality that systematically dehumanizes others. Technology presents both opportunities and challenges for empathy. While human face-to-face communication has existed for 50,000 years, technological communication is remarkably recent. Telephones in 1876, email in 1971, Facebook in 2004. Research shows online communication doesn't reduce face-to-face interaction and might actually increase offline connections. Face-to-face empathy scores exceed virtual empathy scores, yet they correlate positively. Individuals skilled at in-person empathy also demonstrate greater online empathy. Technology functions as an amplifier, enhancing empathy for those already developing it, while potentially reinforcing isolation for those struggling socially. The key lies in using it intentionally to expand rather than replace our empathic capacities. Empathy can be learned at any age through physical practice and mental imaging. Experiential activities like privilege walks help participants viscerally understand social inequality, while museums showcase diverse perspectives that connect visitors to unfamiliar experiences. When policymakers lack social empathy, citizens mobilize. The civil rights movement exemplifies how social pressure drives legislative change. The Me Too movement demonstrates how interpersonal empathy evolves into social empathy that reshapes policies when the powerless are heard. Small increases in empathy spread from person to person until they becomes us. That photograph of Alan Kurdi made millions see refugees as human beings with stories like their own. Through deliberate practice, we expand our empathic abilities beyond immediate circles to embrace the full diversity of human experience, building a world where understanding replaces fear and connection transcends division.